following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of AM 1230 WYTS, its staff, management, or parent company, Clear Channel Broadcasting. Listeners should not use Dr. Kavitko's comments and advice in the place of receiving an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kavitko. This week's show brought to you by Patterson Dental. Call 821-1230. That's 821-1230 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kavitko, on AM 1230 WYTS.
Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko here on AM 1230 WYTS. Good morning, everyone. Happy Father's Day to all of the fathers out there. I want to also thank Patterson Dental a whole bunch for being a partial sponsor of this show. Very much appreciated. Today, on the show with us, on the phone, here soon, is a pharmacist, Amy Wilson. And Amy was nice enough to call in and be a guest for us. It is Sunday, and she has to go to work. You know, pharmacists are have some pretty interesting hours. Illness doesn't take a break. And so what we're going to do is skip most of our announcements that we're used to hearing at the beginning of the show, and then we'll do it later, because Amy won't be able to hang with us for the entire show, but she's going to hang with us as long as possible. Before I bring her online, I'd like to thank my oldest son, BJ, and I'm assuming his wife, Mary, had something to do with it, but they sent me a very nice coffee mug for Father's Day with some kind words on it. I won't embarrass him by saying everything that's on there, but very much appreciated, and it is the kind of thing that fathers and sons sometimes don't exchange their true thoughts, because we're guys, you know. So my son was able to do it in the form of a coffee mug, which I really very much appreciate. I was listening to the radio the other day, and I heard a company saying, what are you going to get your father, a tie? Nah. A coffee mug? Nah. And I'm thinking, both of those would have been good for me, because I actually use those things. Anyway, what we're going to do is introduce our guest, and as I said, her name is Amy Wilson. And Amy is in Parkersburg, West Virginia right now. Is that right, Amy? I think we... okay,
Amy?
Yes. Are you in Parkersburg?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay, and is that just across the Ohio line?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you went to West Virginia University for a couple years, got your Associate in Science, and then you went on to West Virginia University to complete the four-year Doctor of Pharmacy program, and then finished that up in 05. Started off working for CVS in Fairmont, and then decided that you wanted to change and went to Giant Eagle in Morgantown. I assume these are all within 5-10 miles of each other.
No, actually, Fairmont is about 30 miles away from Morgantown.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I floated first, which was just not as good. You just had to drive 2 hours and work 12 hours and drive 2 hours home.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then West Virginia, 30 miles could be like over a mountain. Right? That'd be more like a 2-hour trip. I traveled through there on the way to visiting my son who goes to school in South Carolina. So, but you, I know, and then you actually were at a pharmacy in Belpre, Ohio. I actually had a dental assistant that lived in Belpre but worked for me in Columbus.
Oh, wow.
And she would come to work on Monday, and she would spend the night, I think Monday night, Tuesday night, or Wednesday night with her daughter on her couch, and then she'd drive home. And I thought that was a little bit odd, but I actually know where Belpre is, too.
Oh, yeah. It's a nice little town.
And I do appreciate you getting up, and, well, you would have been up anyway, because you have to go to work. And I don't think people, I think people maybe take for granted the fact that the pharmacy is going to be there. And that means people like yourself, highly educated people like yourself, have to work some odd hours.
Yeah, I didn't think about that before I went into pharmacy.
You didn't?
No, I thought, I almost thought, well, I would have stayed home, you know, stayed closer to home and got a degree where I work 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, but I like what I do, so I guess I'll deal with the hours.
That's good. That's good. And it is good that you like what you do, and so what I want to do is, obviously it's a dental show, so we want to tie this as much to dentistry as we can. However, I do have a Dr. Kavitko's question of the day, and I'm going to read that, and it's not necessarily, well, maybe we can throw a dentist in there. Here it is. It's according to the Southern Medical Journal. What percent of doctors and nurses regularly miss doses of their own prescription drugs? And I'm going to, you know, you can think about it a little bit. I may ask you for your guess at some point. And I'm going to throw dentist in there because I imagine that we're just as guilty or guilty. So anyway, what I want to do is, I'm curious now, you oftentimes have people come up to the counter with dental problems, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
And what's the most common thing that people ask you when they have a dental situation?
What can they do to get rid of the pain of a toothache is the most common question that I get.
And do you think that's because they can't reach their dentist or they don't have one or haven't been to one in a while?
Well, that's probably a good combination of both. A lot of times it's in the evening or on the weekends that they come in and they say, my dentist can't get me in until, you know, 3 or 4 days and this pain is unbearable. What can I do? And so I usually try to recommend, you know, if it's too bad, that they go to the emergency room or another facility that has after hours if they need something really bad for the pain is really bad. But a lot of times they'll ask me if they can use, like, the temporary dental implants, I guess, is what they're like, dent temp.
Temporary dental filling material?
Mm-hmm, yeah, okay. And I don't really recommend that. I mean, it could be, I try to explain to them, you know, it could be an infection, it could be, you know, anything that's causing that pain, and, you know, you do want to get in and see someone right away, but...
Yeah, you know.
Sometimes they don't listen.
Well, you know that one of the things people don't realize, I'm sure you do, is that cavities, just a simple cavity, dental decay, doesn't hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And so if someone has a toothache, they need more than a filling.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're probably right in saying this dent temp material that we sell down the aisle is not going to solve your issue. It might fill up the hole in your tooth, but it's not going to... In fact, it might even be like putting a cork on a bottle and making it worse.
That's what I was afraid of.
If it's truly just a broken tooth or a little hole in the tooth, like something has chipped off. And by the way, fillings don't fall out on their own either. That's a very important thing for everybody to know. If your filling fell out, it's because you have decay. Because think about it, filling material is, well, it's either metal like steel, silver amalgam, or it's a very, very hard composite resin. And if you put it in a hole that has the bottom of the hole is wider than the top of the hole, wider, not whiter, wider, like the shape of a triangle, it can't come out because your natural tooth has it locked in. So how do they come out? They come out when the natural tooth gets soft, gets decayed, and it's no longer locking the filling in.
That's interesting.
Now, I wanted to find out, and some of these questions I don't know you're going to, you might laugh at, but what's the strangest drug that you've ever had to fill a prescription from a dentist for a patient?
Mm.
And if you don't have an answer, you can think about it and you can tell me in a minute or so. Do you have anything coming to mind?
There's something that is on the tip of my tongue, but I can't remember. I remember a dentist wrote a prescription for something that I called and asked.
What the heck is this? What's this for?
yeah, I did, but I can't remember what the drug was. Oh no!
Well, you have millions of drugs in your mind, I'm sure.
Yeah, I know. I called.
Called
the directions were strange. Yeah, it was. I think I remember. It wasn't so much that the drug was strange, was that the dosing
was strange.
It was amoxicillin, and it was, a lot of times, I know you guys will prescribe like 4 capsules 1 hour prior to the appointment or the procedure for infection prevention, and it was written almost to that effect, but it was 4 capsules either 3 or 4 times a day. It was a lot of amoxicillin. I called and I was just double checking. I said, you know, it looked like the nurse had written it out, and sometimes they don't write it exactly the way the doctor wants them to, and you call and they fix it. But so I called, but yeah, it was a very high dose, and he said it was a very bad infection and wanted it that way.
Oh, okay.
So,
have you ever heard of amitriptyline being used in dentistry?
No, I haven't.
Okay, it's relatively new. There's a condition called atypical odontalgia, and it's teeth that typically have had a crown and a root canal, and they are still sore. And I have several articles that I've read about it. But at this point, since amitriptyline doesn't necessarily have a dental purpose that most people know, when I feel that's what the person has, I'm having them go through their physician to get those, you know, to get that particular medication. Do you have a guess on our question of the day? How many, what percent of doctors and nurses, and we'll say dentists, don't take their own medication as prescribed?
I'm gonna say it's a pretty high percentage. Because I know, speaking for myself, I am not good at taking medicine. So I'm going to say 60 to 70%.
Okay, I'm going to write you down. Amy Wilson, 60 to 70%. We will see what the answer is later.
Okay.
For our listeners, if you'd like to call in a guess, it's 821-1230. Or you can guess by email by sending me an email to dentallyspeakingonam1230@yahoo.com. All right. Now, do you think that drug seekers, and I know you know there are drug seekers out there.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that drug seekers think dentists are easy targets?
I would say yes. I just had to turn someone away for a pain medication just the other day. He had gone to the dentist and gotten a pain medication for Lortab or Vicodin. He went to one pharmacy to get it filled, and they didn't. They said they didn't have the medication, so they called it to our pharmacy. It came up against a Percocet prescription fill at another pharmacy, so I called the dentist's office, and they were kind of wary about the patient as well. And of course, they didn't know about the Percocet prescription, so of course they canceled the other one. But and he was very... He wasn't surprised that I didn't fill it, I'll put it that way. And the people that at that pharmacy filled me in on the certain customer, and I guess, I don't know if it's true, but they've said that he's actually had teeth pulled in order to get pain medication to sell it. So I don't know.
So he has the teeth. They think he's having his teeth extracted because at that point he deserves pain pills, really, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
But you're saying that he doesn't take them, he sells them?
That's what the rumor is, and I don't know if it's true, but... You know, I wouldn't put it past somebody who was desperate, so...
See, I've never realized... Boy, that's never crossed my mind, because as a dentist, I'll have to tell you, my policy, I believe, is pretty clear-cut. If I've done something to a patient to make them hurt, whether it's a root canal, an extraction, those being the two most obvious, maybe a connective tissue graft or placing an implant, they get pain medicine. Even if when they walked in the door on visit one, they said to me, "Doc, I'm a drug user. I'm addicted. I take more medicine." And I just don't think I have the right to make them suffer in pain because of something that happened prior. And that if I've just, damaged tissue, taken the tooth out or whatever, I feel like I need to give them pain medicine. What they do with it after that, I guess, is their business.
And, that's right.
And it's kind of like this. People have 32 teeth. And once they've done that for all 32 teeth, they've kind of killed the golden goose, right?
That's a good way to look at it.
So do you think that's a sound policy?
I think so. I mean, I don't want to hurt. I don't want anybody else to hurt. So it's a very good policy to have. And how do we know, who are we to say, no, you're not in pain,
right,
when they're telling you, I hurt? So that's a very hard situation. And I hate turning people away, and I don't do it when I feel like they need it. You can tell when someone comes in and they're fidgety and they're nervous and, you know, they know they're doing a bad thing.
Yeah.
So then you kind of check around on what's going on. So.
And you can stay on the phone with us a little bit longer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because we have to go to a break. You're listening to Dentally Speaking here on AM 1230 WYTS with Dr. Kavitko, and we'll be right back. Back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Today's show is brought to you by Patterson Dental, and I very much appreciate Patterson's participation in this show. They're very good people, and if you're any dentist out there listening, you should throw some business their way just for their being so nice in doing this. Now, Amy. We're talking to Amy Wilson, who is a pharmacist in Parkersburg, West Virginia. She does have to get to work, even though it's Sunday, so we want to wrap up, we're going to keep her on the phone as long as we can, but sometime at some point, somewhere around 9:45, we're going to have to let her go so that she can go help those people that might have dental pain, right? Now, I wanted a follow-up to what we were talking about. So I asked you if drug seekers think dentists are easy marks, do you think we are?
I think any physician who wants to help somebody is an easy mark, actually. And I think dentists are a very good target for that because they obviously got into the profession because they want to help people,
right.
Want people to have healthy teeth and... So I think that's a very good assumption, especially if it's a physician that cares about their customers.
Right.
And there was actually, when I worked in Belpre, we had a problem with a dentist who was, calling in prescriptions for patients, and then he had the drug problem.
Oh, and that,
and they,
yeah, that leads me to another question.
Okay.
Well, you're really good at this. I think we've all heard that doctors and dentists and I guess even nurses have a high rate of drug addiction amongst themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Are pharmacists in that group, among other medical professionals?
I think they are. There's actually someone in my class that had a problem with that. And there is a PRN network, a pharmacist recovery network in West Virginia that, I mean, it's obviously... a problem enough to have this network where you can turn yourself in and I don't want to say it's that you're not penalized, but you're not punished as severely as you would be as if someone would have caught you and you lied about it. And
yeah.
So
I believe they have the same system for physicians, and I think they have one for dentists. And
yeah.
I do believe that, in fact, I remember this was years and years ago, I saw this patient who came in and was having trouble with some recent dental work. And I looked in their mouth, and it looked like one side had been done by one dentist and the other side had been done by another dentist, because one side was beautiful work, the other side looked like a beginner, okay?
Aww.
And I asked the patient, did they switch dentists or who did this work? And it turns out the answer was the same doctor did both.
Wow.
And that, to me, was a cardinal indication, a cardinal sign that something was up with that particular practitioner.
Mm-hmm.
And I did report it to the authorities. I'm not allowed, for whatever reason, I wasn't allowed to ever be told if I was right.
Oh.
To me, it just seemed like it was the person had gotten hooked into either alcohol or drugs, and they were showing up and trying to do dentistry inebriated or on drugs.
Wow.
And so I wish that I could have gotten a letter just to confirm my suspicion, but I guess the privacy laws are pretty strong
mm-hmm.
in that regard.
Wow.
Mostly I wanted to make sure, and for the public who's listening, these people are, it's not like there's no punishment. They're, aren't they oftentimes told they can't practice until they complete
mm-hmm.
this course, they do this, they do that, there's probation. But
mm-hmm.
the plan is we have these highly educated people who the public needs, and if we can just get them clean, if we can get them back on track,
mm-hmm.
Then they can be a productive member of society again. But it's not without oversight, and I don't think the listeners need to be concerned. In fact, they should be happy that we have this system.
Yeah.
Now, in Ohio, and I was going to ask you if you had something like this in West Virginia, but... in Ohio, we have a system, and it is an automated system, because I know you were talking about how you and your colleagues down there in West Virginia, you had a sense about a person. You had a sense
mm-hmm.
about what they were doing and if they were on drugs, and you found out that they were being prescribed medicine from other practitioners.
Mm-hmm.
In Ohio, we have a thing called the Ohio Automated Prescription Reporting System. Do you have anything like that? Do you know what I'm talking about? Should
mm-hmm.
I?
Yes, we okay. do have one in West Virginia. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's probably not called the Ohio Automated Prescription. It's probably called the
no.
West Virginia, right?
Right.
And so what it is, for people that don't know, and I don't think it's bad to let people know this is out there because it might keep some of the drug seekers away. Am I right?
Right.
If the people knew, and here's the deal, we now have a system. Any medical professional who prescribes drugs can go online after getting registered. And have you registered then, or where you are, Amy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you remember you had to have like a notarized signature, signed form, an affidavit swearing that you are really the medical professional and you're really only going to use this for professional reasons, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty serious. They don't just hand these out like candy.
Right.
And so a pharmacist, a physician's assistant, a physician, a dentist, anyone who writes prescriptions or fills them can look up your history, you being the patient, and see what you've been prescribed and by whom, and how many, and where you're getting them filled. Am I right?
Yes, that's very handy.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about that when we come back from this break. It's only a couple-minute break, but we do need to go to a break. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Today's show is partially sponsored by Patterson Dental, and we will be right back. Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Happy Father's Day, everyone. We're speaking with pharmacist Amy Wilson. Today's show is brought to you by Patterson Dental. And we're talking about kind of the dental considerations of the drugs that we use, the kind of things that pharmacists see, and just kind of getting a little bit of a background basis, I guess, for the kinds of things that dentists and pharmacists deal with. Now, Amy, we were talking about the automated system here in Ohio, and now people know that you can... We can check. So going to another pharmacy isn't going to do the trick. You're not tricking anybody these days if you do that. And going to a different doctor or three different doctors is now illegal, right? It's called doctor shopping.
Right.
And it's very easy to find out. Well, I guess we don't know if they're shopping until they've actually received prescriptions. But once they receive a prescription, that's when it shows up on this profile.
Mm-hmm.
Now, something else people don't know, and we're not going to give the secret formula, but... But I think it's interesting or neat that people understand that just something as simple as the DEA number is a mathematical formula. There's a formula that you guys apply, which I know, but I won't tell, that you take like this number plus that number times that number, and they need to add up to one of the numbers in the list, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that if people realize how easy it is to get caught, maybe they'll be less likely to try. And that's my purpose for saying that.
Yeah, that was a good idea.
I have had a few instances over my practicing career, which is at 29 years and counting now, where somebody tried to fill a prescription that made it look like I'd written. And it's very clear to you guys when a fake prescription shows up. Now, when somebody has a prescription, for dental or otherwise, do they come to you and say and give you the excuse why they need another, or is it just the doctors and the dentists that they're calling? Like, do you know all of these excuses we get?
Yeah.
You do?
Pretty much, yeah.
What's one of the more common ones?
They lost their prescription.
Yes.
Someone stole their prescription.
Yeah.
Always without a police report.
Yes.
The doctor told them they could take more than what was prescribed, so they gave them another prescription to cover what they took already. That's pretty much the most common ones.
I've had so many people tell me that they accidentally knocked their pill bottle over into the toilet and flushed
mm-hmm.
it. Is that common?
Yeah, that's pretty common.
And you know, you feel sorry for the person that really happened to. Kind of like the kid in school whose dog really did eat his homework. Nobody believes that anymore.
Well, I always want to ask them, why are you taking your medication over the toilet?
Yeah, I've never asked that. That's a good. That's a legitimate question.
Yeah.
Now, why did you want to be a pharmacist in the first place?
I knew that I wanted to help people. I'm a people person, I think.
Yes.
And I like talking to people and helping them, and I knew I wanted to be in that sort of field, but I knew I did not want to be a doctor. I did not want to be a nurse. My mom's a nurse.
Okay.
And I knew I didn't want to. That was more stressful to me. It takes a very special person to be a physician, and I don't think I would be able to do that. But I did want to be able to help my children. I wanted to have the knowledge.
Yes.
You know, if someone comes up to ask me, what can I give my baby? I don't know what to do. It's the weekend. I want to be able to know that without having to rely on someone else completely.
Yeah.
So that was a big part for me, too, on top of helping other people. I wanted to be able to help myself and my family.
Well, that's nice. Yeah, that's good. I think that's a great reason. And I'm sure your mom and dad are very proud.
Oh, thank you.
I wanted to... first of all, before I forget, I need to give out, we had a couple guesses to our question of the day, which is, according to the Southern Medical Journal, what percent of doctors and nurses, and I'm going to throw dentists in there, regularly miss doses of their own prescription drugs, and you even threw yourself in there, so apparently pharmacists are in this as well. Will guessed 5%, so Will thinks we're all just really good.
Wow.
Sean guessed 30%, so he thinks we're a lot better than you do. Because I'll remind people you thought it was 60 to 70%. And later on in the show, I will give the answer, there'll probably be another guess or two. And if you have to go before the answer is given, I was going about to tell folks how to hear this broadcast anyway, so I'll do it now, and then you can maybe access later and hear the answer. People can hear the podcast of this show by going to www.am1230wyts.com. Once you're there, from the on-air list, a drop-down box appears. Click on Dr. Kvitko, and then there's a spot where it says click here for podcasting. Just pick today's show, and you'll be able to listen to it. Another way, Amy, and I imagine... you sound, if you graduated from pharmacy school in 05, you probably have an iPod, right?
No, I don't, actually.
Oh. Well, maybe your husband should get you one for Father's Day.
I'm technologically challenged.
Oh, you are? Okay. Well, for those people who have an iPod, they can search Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking under the podcast section of iTunes and download it to their podcast. So that way you'll be able to hear the answer to the question of the day later on. And while I'm at it, if anyone's interested, you can follow me on Twitter. So you go www.twitter.com/Dr. Kvitko without the period. DrKvitko. Now, I just have to ask you this, and I know we don't have a lot of time. It seems to me that in pharmacy school, they must spend as much time teaching you guys how to be the drug police as they do teaching you how to be a pharmacist. Am I right?
Oh, mm-hmm.
It seems like it's almost like the primary focus of your job. And I know it's not, but how much time is really... I'll tell you what, I'll shut up and listen.
That's okay. How much time is spent in school or my time now as being drug police?
Let's do both.
In school, we have a semester on West Virginia law. And pretty much it's trying to teach us how to deal with people who are breaking it, I guess.
Yes.
And what we're supposed to do about that and how we handle certain situations, and including ourselves breaking the law. We don't want to do that either. So.
Right.
And then they have a lot of classes that deal with, customer care and how you handle certain situations. So I would say maybe about 30-40% is dealing with the public.
Okay.
As classes. And then I would say maybe at least half of what I do now is trying to regulate prescriptions, which I was really surprised at. And it really kind of gets irritating after a while because, you know, I want to try to help people, and most of my time is spent, calling doctors. Is this okay to fill early? You know, what... Do you want me to fill this pain medication now or make them wait? Or, you know, they've been to this doctor. So it takes up a lot of time away from things I would rather be doing.
So clearly half of your time is spent mm-hmm. just trying to make sure people are following the rules.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean there's a chance that if people wouldn't try to break these rules, that the cost of everything would come down because you could do everything twice as fast?
That's a good possibility.
Huh.
Yeah, it would definitely allow us to do other things that we don't get a chance to do. I mean, I would like to bring in, I'd like to do more hands-on things, but I don't have time to plan anything because a lot of times I'm, you know, calling people back. I'm sorry, you called this refill in, but you can't get it. It's too early.
Now, is the early an insurance thing or a law thing?
It's a little bit of both. I mean, most insurances won't let you get prescriptions filled early anyway, but okay. Then what do you do if someone doesn't have insurance and they got Lortab on day one, they'll last for 30 days, and on day 20 they're calling to get a refill?
Right.
You have to protect the patient as well as yourself.
Right.
and you don't, even though they could be very innocent and wanting to get that medication filled, it's not a good idea to do that because they could be taking it more, and of course they're not going to tell you, and they wouldn't realize the dangers possibly.
Right.
So you have to protect them as well as you have to have a, for a legitimate medical purpose is what I'm allowed to fill for.
Right.
And if I feel like there is a possibility of being abused or not handled correctly, then I'm not allowed to dispense it.
Okay. Is that why we have to wait 20 minutes just for somebody to put pills in a bottle?
That's a good question. No.
Oh, no.
No, I'm kidding. No, there's, if I hear it once in a day, I hear it 20 times. Do I have to wait that long just for you to count pills? But there's a lot that actually goes into filling a prescription because you have insurances. If we didn't have insurances, we would be 90% faster.
Okay, yeah.
But they take up a lot of time also. So you have to enter the prescription and process the prescription and check it against drug interactions and to count the pills and double-check the prescription. And
so most of it is waiting for the approval to come back from the insurance company.
Well, most of it's trying to figure out what the insurance company wants and how to process, because everything's done electronically. So once we have the correct information and you send it through the computer, it comes back almost instantly. But you have to try to figure out the insurance cards, which sometimes you end up having to call because we can't figure out what they want us to put in the little fields. So, I mean, it's a lot of red tape, and I don't get to do a whole lot of what I went to school for.
Yeah, that's kind of unfortunate, but it does sound like you're a very compassionate person and got into it for the right reasons. And just so that you know, I always, when I get a call from a pharmacist, I'm always apologetic. I'm never standoffish. I know you guys are just doing your job, and I'm happy happy that if I've made a mistake, you've caught it. And I do know that a lot of practitioners aren't so nice, though, to you guys. So here's one that appreciates what you do.
Well, thank you. We appreciate what you do, too.
Well, thanks. I know we have to let you go. Obviously, we could keep talking because we have so much more to cover. I think I'll just have to do it alone. I'll have to do it without you. But that's because you're going to go to work and take care of all those people that are coming in with pain and swelling.
Yes, that's right. Hopefully they're nice to me, even though they're in pain.
Oh, I'm sure they will be. So maybe we could do it again sometime.
Sure.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for your time this morning, Amy Wilson, a pharmacist in Parkersburg, West Virginia. We are going to go to a break. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned. Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Today, our topic is pharmacy and dentistry, and we just spoke to Amy Wilson, a pharmacist in Parkersburg, West Virginia. She had to get to the pharmacy to get to work. And so what we're going to listen to now are a couple of my Teeth Across America segments that I did when I was in Fort Wayne, Indiana. So let's go ahead and listen. All right, so I am still in West Lafayette, Indiana, and I'm continuing my Teeth Across America series, and I got the idea that I needed to talk to a pharmacist because pharmacists get all kinds of questions about dentistry because people who have toothaches after hours sometimes can't reach us dentists, so they come into the pharmacy, and I'm speaking with
Myra.
Myra is a pharmacist, and she needs to put me on hold because she has a customer, so I'm going to push pause, and we'll be right back. So Myra is tending the store, and she's very busy, but I do appreciate her time. And so, Myra, what would you say, what are the three most common questions you're asked by people with dental concerns?
My filling fell out.
My filling fell out is one.
A toothache, just pain.
Pain and swelling. What about my denture broke, any of those?
I don't get that. I don't think I've ever had that. Yeah.
Okay, so they just go out there in this aisle somewhere. There's like a little denture repair kit, probably?
Right, yeah.
Okay, and what kind of advice do you give to somebody who comes in and says, my filling fell out?
We have I tell them they need to go to the dentist as soon as possible, and we have a temporary repair kit over on in our toothpaste aisle, and I tell them to go, I show them where it is, and basically that's what I recommend.
Okay, and I think when we're done talking, I'll probably go over there and check it out myself. Now, what about the swelling or the pain?
I usually recommend either Tylenol or ibuprofen. Ibuprofen, I tell them, is a little better for the inflammation and the pain. And I recommend one of those based on what they can take. Sometimes they tell me they have an aspirin allergy or whatever, and I say, well, the only thing you can really take is the Tylenol. See your dentist as soon as possible.
Why do you think people wait until it hurts like that?
I would imagine that it's lack of education or, you know, some people, like my husband, never go get checkups, and they don't go until they're in pain. So.
Yeah, and I'm trying, actually, part of the thing I'm trying to do with this show is to encourage people to go to a dentist, don't stay home, because staying home is not getting any better, is it?
Correct. I agree.
And I think that you guys, pharmacists, you're like the front line. You're the one people trust. You're the one, they apparently trust you more than they trust dentists, would you think?
Probably.
And so you guys, you're out here on the front line, and people are always coming to you for advice, for care, essentially care, because they're afraid maybe to go to the dentist. Is your husband afraid?
I'm thinking that's what it is. He had some bad experiences as a child with a dentist that wasn't good at controlling the pain. And so, I'm pretty sure it's fear.
Okay, and we hear that a lot. And tell your husband that there are ways these days, namely oral conscious sedation and IV sedation for people that are really nervous. Did you know that you could go in and he could be consciously sedated and have a dental visit and not be afraid?
I wasn't aware of that, no.
Check the Indiana maybe dental board and see for a dentist like that. But I know you're busy, you have another customer, and I really appreciate it, Myra. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
So hear me when I'm saying, smiling faces.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on this beautiful Father's Day. I want to give out the answer to today's question of the day. The answer, according to the Southern Medical Journal, of what percent of doctors and nurses regularly miss doses of their own prescription drugs? 20% is the answer. Now, over the break, we had a caller call in, a guess of 50%. That was from Chris. Forgot to mention that. So one-fifth of doctors and nurses, and I'm assuming that includes dentists and pharmacists, don't take their drugs according to directions either. So the most common reason they gave was that they were too busy. Now, I do want to thank Patterson Dental for sponsoring this week's show. And I also want to mention that we have the third annual Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic coming up on August 15th at Broadview Golf Course in Pataskala. It's put on to raise money for the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio. DSACO.net is their website. We do it in the name of Libby Turner, a patient of ours, who is just a great, great person, and we love doing this. If you would like to participate, it's $90 for a two-person team and $45 per person. So basically, you don't need to find three friends. Just find one or find none and come, and we'll pair you up with some other folks. And hopefully, we'll raise a lot of money for the Central Ohio Down Syndrome Association. I do want to thank some of the corporate sponsors that have already stepped up, come forward. CO Bigelow has donated two spa packages, the Ultimate Package and the Night Out Package. Polaris Lifestyles Family Fitness has given us a 1 6-month membership to give away. Polaris Magic Mountain, one family package including pizza and drinks. Columbus Crew tickets, six of them. Funny Bone Comedy Club has donated two tickets. Splatter Park Paintball has donated 20 free tickets for an all-day paintball event. That sounds like a lot of fun. And Metro Martial Arts has donated a month of free karate lessons as well as a free uniform. So thanks to all of those folks. And for those of you that want to golf or want to make a donation or both, call the office at 262-9588 and ask for either Kelly Bischoff or Judy Harding, and they'll be happy to get you signed up. It's a lot of fun. It's not all that serious. We just have fun. So come out and have a good time. We'd love to have you. I want to, one more time, thank my oldest son, BJ. I call him BJ. His name's Brian, and he actually is Dr. Brian Kvitko, the second, being a PhD now, and his wife Mary, and my other kids. I want to thank them as well. Don't want to leave them out. Heather gave me a very nice card before heading off to her internship at Purdue, and the other two happen to be home for the summer, so I'm guessing that they'll at least say Happy Father's Day at some point later today. Be sure to tune in next Sunday morning at 9 for our show. I think we'll have a good one. Go to dentallyspeaking.com and you'll find out what the topic is going to be. Thank you.